weeks of just realizing that he was in the wrong place, and they knew it. But it's just really God's sense of intervening for Saul and for David at this time, just like he does with you and I, that there's times that he intervenes for us when we're about to make bad decisions, when we're about to go in the wrong direction, that sometimes God will just intervene and just stand in the gap for us, because he's always faithful. It tells us that in 2 Timothy 2, verse 13. He says, if we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. He's going to have his ways accomplished. He's going to have his work accomplished in our hearts and in those ways that would just minister to us the best. God always going to be faithful in proclaiming his name, proclaiming his word, proclaiming his glory in a place where even the enemy is. And it's amazing that God would even show himself faithful even in that place, because you and I would probably just look at somebody and say, hey, go ahead, have a good time, but I'm not going with you. I'm not going to be there. I'm not going to minister there. But God ministering to David's heart even in when he's in a bad place. And we can all get to those places where our hearts are in a bad place. They're in a bad state. We're not thinking rightly. We're not doing what's right. And yet God appears and God ministers and intervenes for us, even in that place, because he's not going to leave us or forsake us. He's not going to give us just a free way to go through with the enemy and just to stay there. He's always going to bring correction to us or instruction to us, and that's what he wants. So David's in this place. The battle between the Philistines and the Israelites are about to take place. And God moves David out of that place of being against the Hebrews, being against, can you imagine, he's against his brothers, he's against cousins, against friends that he knows, acquaintances, names that he remembers. But he's in that place of going in the wrong direction, doing the wrong thing, because his heart is not in the right place. And so in verse 5 they said, is this not David of whom they sang one to another in dances, saying, Saul slew his thousands and David his 10,000s? It's amazing they didn't turn on him and kill him first and then go after Saul. But again, God's hand just bringing a calmness and in a direction for David and for the people that would be right. So Achish called David and said unto him, surely as the Lord liveth, what Lord, thou hast been upright, and thou going out and thy coming in with me in the host is good in my sight, for I have not found evil in thee since the day of thy coming unto me unto this day. Nevertheless, the Lord's favor thee not. So wherefore now return and go in peace, that thou displease not the lords of the Philistines. Amazing. Achish, completely fooled by David's demeanor, completely fooled by David's lies, because remember, he lied to him. He said, where have you been today? Where have you been fighting? And he said, oh, against Judah, where he went against the Amalekites and some of the otherites that were there. Instead of telling the truth, he had to lie to him. And one lie is just going to breed another lie until we're completely in that place where all we're doing is lying to those around us and to even to our enemy about where we are and what we're doing. So return in peace, don't displease the lords of the Philistines. And David said to Achish, but what have I done? Really? David, are you just completely out of it? He starts arguing with them about leaving. Instead of saying okay and just realizing what the Lord is doing, he starts arguing with the enemy about his place of guarding Achish, King Achish, because that was what Achish had him there for, was to be, he and his men, to be the guard over Achish. Just what a sad state. He starts arguing with them. What have I done, and what hast thou found in the servant as long as I've been with you unto this day, that I may not go and fight against the enemies of my lord the king? Oh. And Achish answered and said to David, I know that you're good in my sight. Oh boy. as an angel of God. Notwithstanding, the princes of the Philistines have said, he shall not go up to battle, up with us to battle. Therefore now rise up early in the morning with thy master's servants that are come with thee, and as soon as you be up early in the morning and have light, depart. So David and his men rose up early in the morning to depart to return into the land of the Philistines, and the Philistines went up to Jezreel. Instead of David realizing that where he should be and what he should be doing, that he departs and he goes back to this land of the enemy, goes back to the place. Certainly his wives are there, his soldiers' wives are there. They've made homes there. They've been there, remember, 16 months. In total, they're going to be there in the land, just in deception of himself, deceiving himself into thinking he's in the right place. God's going to take care of me and I'm okay. No, you're not. You're in the wrong place. And for you and I, sometimes we can get those mindsets that are going that I'm okay with God. And really, that book, I'm Okay, You're Okay, that in itself is a complete deception. Because I'm not okay and you're not okay. So get rid of the book if you got it. So, chapter 30, it says, and it came to pass that when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, remember, when you see the third day in Scripture, something's going to happen, something's going to be there, that the Amalekites invaded the south and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire. And had taken the women captive that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but they carried them away and went on their way. We think in our mind that we've got it all worked out, that everything is going to go according to plan, but there's a curve in the road and it throws us completely off. And it just throws everything into turmoil for us, that we think we've got all these things, our ducks in a row.